the one. Nobody else can protect you. It's a lot of detail in here.
And we see that, then we will believe. So in answer to that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنْ يَرَوْ كِسْفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ سَاقِطًا. اور اگر دیکھے ایک تختہ آسمان سے گرتا ہوا. And if they have to see a piece of the sky having fallen down and it brought right in front of them, and they see this, that it is a piece of cloud, they won't still accept and bring iman. فَذَرْهُمْ. So تو چھوڑ دے ان کو. So don't you worry about them. All the objections, you have done your duty and you carry on doing your duty, but you do not be so concerned and do not be so worried if they don't bring iman. In case of emergencies, when the day of Qiyamah will come, nothing will avail and will help any person whatsoever, and neither will they be helped by anyone or by anything on that day. وَإِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا عَذَابٍ دُونَ ذَلِكَ. اور ان گنہگاروں کے لیے ایک عذاب ہے اور اس conveying your message and doing your work thoroughly and properly. If they do not worry, if they do not want to listen, then this is their problem. فَإِنَّكَ بِعَيُنِنَا. اور تو تو ہماری آنکھوں کے سامنے ہے. And you are in front of our eyes, you are in our protection all the time. So you don't have to worry. All the get up middle of the night if your eyes open. Then read the fourth kalima, read the third kalima, and read for any dua, Allahumma ghfirli. In that procedure, the dua is readily accepted at that time, when a person's eyes open middle of the night, and if he reads this. And also at the time when you get up Fajr namaz. You are very, very particular about the two sunnahs of Fajr namaz. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala has taught us that to bring the new, to propagate Islam and to bring it to the non-Muslims, we should carry on with that work. If they do not believe, then at that time we should not be harmed.
May Yahdi Allah Fala Mudilla La, we will let Allah guide, then they can lead him astray. May Yubilil Fala Hadiya La, wherever he leads astray, then they can guide him on a straight path. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. I bear witness that he is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وحده لا شريك له. He is the one who has no partner. وأشهد أن محمد عبد ورسوله. And I bear witness that Muhammad. The program for today is concerned. We'll be starting off now with the not from by Ijaz, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Aishara of our beloved Shaykh Arif Billah. Rumi Waqt. Tabriz the door as a Shah Hakim Muhammad Afrata. Nawarullah wa barakatuh.
کیا ہے یا رب مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سی.
So there are a couple of things. Obviously if I'm going to be saying anything now after Mawlana Ridwan and Mufti Ismail Sahib, then I'm going to be just repeating what has already been said. But a couple of things that I didn't mention, inshallah, that I'll draw your attention to. So Ismail just mentioned the GPS. So Zakaria, just remind me at the end, I must explain to you what GPS means. Alright.
So, say shukr karna meri zindagi ka hasil meri zist ka sahara tere عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت کیا یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت کبھی گری آؤ عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ یہ تیرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی تلافی میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی تیری راہ گیا ہے مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشق
سبحانہ وتعالی. Our living also should be like that, and our death should also be like that. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahaya wa mati lillahi rabbil alameen. Allah make his reality all the time. The fluctuations of the different kinds of experience that we have, we don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We understand it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala keep us connected to him. On the weighing on the scale of the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala gives us the reality from that. Personally, myself, I'm far from it. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he may give us that kind of effort, that kind of enthusiasm to continue trying in that particular way. Also, we find, alhamdulillah, he read a beautiful naat, mashallah. Then you find that in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hassan bin Thabit was a poet. He was known as the Muqtada.
Allah has sent us into this world to become successful. We are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his creation. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see that we are successful. And our success lies in following the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, they would plead with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that why do you exert yourself so much when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already mentioned that لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. It is our cardinal, it is a cardinal asana wa ta'ala over our fellow human beings, which ultimately is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if you try to enumerate or try to count one of the favors, one of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to do so. That in the plural form, that all that if you touch something, that this is hot or this is cold or this is harmful or this is prickly or this is smooth, all these feelings in that same sense, all this is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world. So when it comes to the aspect of shukr, as with the teaching of our illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Maddazil Ali, we were in the same class, we studied at the same asatiza, we studied the same books in the same era. How is it that you reach the stage where you are, we are just where we are? And then he said that humne kutub bini ke saath kutub bini ki. Kutub with a kaf meaning books. That while researching books, we looked at the kutub, the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah blessed us with was the wish of many anbiya that they desired